everything agricultural, rural development related. That's shifting trade rules, different policy changes. And one thing in particular that I have been working on already is the impact the likes of TB is having on farmers and farm families, both north and south. So I've been working with the minister there, the department vet, to see how we can ultimately work around TB, eradicate TB as an island versus as two different countries. Because I think anybody living, farming in particular, knows TB doesn't see a hedge or a wall. It travels, and we need to eradicate it. We're one of the only member states that have a rise of TB versus a downfall of TB. And for me, that's a particular issue, and one that as the standing rapporteur for the EU-UK issues for the Agriculture Committee is one thing I plan on targeting and very much tackling.
Yeah, obviously, you're representing the counties in the northwest, like the ones we have here, mm-hmm. and with them being border counties as well, you feel there certainly is a good chance here for you to help just continue the good relations that are cross-border, and to help any trade that can happen, just really to push for the area, for farmers, for local farms, small Irish farms in the northwest.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, ultimately, what this position allows me to do is making sure the interests of Irish and European farmers are defended in any changes that may happen, any possibility of a different direction that could also happen. Listen, we have farmers north and south that are putting food on the table for thousands of people. From an Irish perspective, our relationship with the EU and the UK is significant and can't be taken for granted. And we are that bridge between ourselves, the EU and the UK, and more than likely further afield with some changes going on, obviously, in the and the drastic changes with the US presidential policies that are currently at hand. So diplomacy, conversation, making sure voices are really being heard, ultimately makes better policy, and that's what's incredibly important. So anybody traveling north and south, anybody moving animals north and south, anybody who's looking to study veterinary north or south, we need to have these ties and ultimately make sure politics don't get in the way of people living their lives. And that's essentially what I'll be looking at in this role.